You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
For packages starting as low as $19.99. Best of all, there's no equipment to buy. You get free HDTV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials, and watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Call 800-919-8536. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut cost and get more. Call today, 800-919-8536. That's 800-919-8536. Again, 800-919-8536.
The CEO of Lufthansa and its subsidiary German Wings visited a town in the French Alps near the wreckage of last week's plane crash that killed all 150 people on board. Ira Spitzer has more from Berlin.
Carsten Spohr said he was very, very sorry about the crash, but refused to answer questions about how much his company knew about co-pilot Andreas Lubitz's history of depression. The airline recently revealed that Lubitz had informed them of an episode of severe depression in 2009 when he was seeking to rejoin his flight school after an extended absence. Meanwhile, the German newspaper Bild and the French magazine Paris Match claimed to have viewed cell phone video from inside the aircraft of the moments just before impact. Ira Spitzer, Berlin.
Stocks are lower at the open after a disappointing jobs report. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 were all lower in early trading. You can find more special interest stories, news, and headlines online at usaheadlinenews.com. This is USA Radio News.
The more you learn about your insurance coverage, the more gaps you might find. Like how you thought you had enough coverage for your fine art.
You broke my Quenna lioness sculpture.
When you aren't even covered for your not-so-fine art.
You broke my Mr. Banana lamp.
Or how you're probably covered for hitting this car. But maybe not covered for hitting this car. Talk to a farmer's agent about what gaps might be hiding in your insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Now that Nigerians have voted in a new president, there's a lot of speculation as to what impact this will have for America. USA's John Clemens has more.
Former Nigerian military ruler Muhammadu Buhari defeated Goodluck Jonathan, marking the end of the 16-year rule by Jonathan's People's Democratic Party. People like Nigerian-born Emmanuel Agbaje is hopeful that when Buhari assumes power at the end of May, the 72-year-old retired general will shed much of the Islamic hardline rhetoric he portrayed to the voters in Africa's most populous nation.
We're just hopeful that they will try and stay neutral and that, you know, they will not turn out to be the Islamic Brotherhood of Nigeria.
I'm John Clemens.
Researchers say they know why children with autism respond differently to social cues, such as smiles. Dr. Keith Schaffritz of Hofstra University on New York's Long Island used MRI technology to map the brains of children with autism.
When the kids with autism viewed happy faces, a region of the brain involved in motivation and reward was not active, but in the kids without autism, it was active.
He says pinpointing those brain regions uncovers a big piece of the autism puzzle. Schaffritz believes the information could be used to target treatments to those specific areas.
We can use this information to target treatments to these particular areas so that we can make social information more motivating or more rewarding for kids with autism.
I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you. through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Good afternoon. The weather for today. Currently, it is 42 degrees here in Flemington, New Jersey, and we are expecting a mostly sunny day with a high near 50. The winds will be coming from the northwest around 9 miles an hour. Tonight will be mostly clear with a low around 31, and the wind still around 9 miles an hour, becoming more calm as the evening progresses. Thursday will be mostly sunny with a high near 62. A light wind coming from the south in the morning, and then it's kind of slowing down during the day. And then Thursday night, a chance of showers after 3 a.m. Mostly cloudy with around 51. Chance of precipitation for Thursday night is 40%. Friday, a chance of showers, then showers likely and possible thunderstorms after 9 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 65. And Friday night, showers also likely with possible thunderstorms. Saturday, showers are likely mainly before 9 a.m., then becoming partly sunny with a high near 53, and there will be breezy on Saturday. Sunday, Easter Sunday, will be high with a sunny with a high near 53. It is currently 12:08 here in downtown Flemington, beautiful Hunterdon County.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Well, good afternoon. I am Ruth Altamir Roll, licensed professional counselor, and your host for today's show, Counselor's Chat. And as a licensed professional counselor, my main reason that I have this show is to take the stigma out of good mental health. And my topic for today is body language. However, before I get into that topic, I really do want to talk about the importance of good mental health. And we have this strong tendency to put stigmas around it, that I'm not crazy, there's nothing wrong with the way I think. And yet at the same time, we can see that you are in distress. Your relationships are in distress. Your self-esteem is in distress. Your work, your ability to work, anxiety, meeting people, depression, feeling, you know, self-esteem, addictions, it just runs the gamut. And if we don't think that good mental health is important, just so that you know, in terms of statistics, one out of every four individuals, adults here in the United States, has some type of mental distress. Or emotional distress, and maybe I'll call it that way. And, you know, in this past week, there's the news about German pilot who flew the plane into the French Alps. And we hear this week that he was suffering from severe depression. And so mental health is huge, huge, huge. And it tends to be at the bottom of the barrel in terms of looking at it as a need. Medication does what it's supposed to do. It works wonders, and medication is not sufficient. It's not enough. So that it is actually going to some therapy and learning about changing thought patterns, changing behaviors, looking at beliefs, seeing what works, what doesn't work, gaining self-awareness, building self-esteem, so many things. And so the main reason that I do this show is to help take the stigma out of seeking out a counselor. We all have the right to have good mental health. And the better we are in terms of the healthiness of our thinking patterns, the better we take care of ourselves, the better we take care of situations around us. It's a win-win. Good mental health is a win-win. As a matter of fact, when we are thinking in a healthy manner, physically, we feel better. So we take better care of ourselves physically when we are in the right frame of mind. And that's really what good mental health is about. It's about being in the right frame of mind. So with that being said, I'm going to shift over to my topic for today, and that is body language. Now, so often in communication, what we do is we speak and hopefully we listen and we respond. And I've talked about healthy communication, and that healthy communication is about speaking and listening, mirroring and reflecting, having empathy, validating, reflecting, responding, using I statements, using feeling words. Body language is also an important aspect of good communication. And being able to understand nonverbal communication is important in any relationship, be it an intimate relationship, a friendship, acquaintance, a business relationship. So I'm sure many people have been in situations where you're listening to someone and you don't quite believe what they're saying. Maybe it's kind of a gut feeling. Perhaps what they're saying is yes with their words, but shaking their heads, no. It's very interesting. Notice that. You know, do you want to help me out? I've got some things that I need to take care of and I could use your help. Oh, sure. No problem. And I'm shaking my head no as I'm saying, oh, sure. No, yeah, no problem. The body language is really important. And so nonverbal communication and learning how to understand that and learning how to develop your awareness of it can be very useful to having more effective communication. Sometimes they're very subtle. Just slight movements or gestures, facial expressions, shift in the whole body can indicate something's going on. It could be tone of voice. So it's not sort of what we're talking about, but it's the tone that we're talking. Oh, sure, yeah, I'll do it. So we can pick up a lot of cues that way. The more aware we become of body language and understand what it might mean, the more easily you can actually communicate with other people and better position yourself, and there's that word position, to have a greater sense of understanding of others and also conveying your message to them. So sometimes we do ourselves send mixed messages, and we may not even be consciously aware of that. So there's that aspect of it also. So speaking of verbal and nonverbal cues, the clock is telling me, which doesn't do anything but give me a time, that it's time for a commercial break. So I will be back in a few moments. I am Ruth Altamirro, licensed professional counselor and your host for today's show.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's show, and I am talking about body language. Can you recall a time when you met someone for the first time? Maybe someone at work, maybe you were going on an interview or you were interviewing someone, or even someone that you were meeting for the first time as a new friend. What was your first impression? What did you notice? Did you sense a lack of confidence in them? Was it associated with something that they said? How did they walk into the room? How did you walk into the room? Were you able to maintain and engage in eye contact? Or were you tentative? Were they tentative? Was there shuffling back and forth? Did you continue to divert your eyes? Did they divert their eyes? What was the handshake like? Was it strong, firm, weak, limp? It's really interesting how important body language is in that first impression. Did their face appear relaxed or was it tense? Were their gestures flowing or were they closed and jerky? It's amazing what our bodies can tell us. Our posture can tell us a lot. Are we standing tall with our shoulders back, or are we slumped over, wanting to hide? eye contact. Very important. You know, the eyes say the window of the soul. I don't want you to see what's going on, so I'm diverting my eyes. I don't want you to see. Maybe I have shame issues or I'm embarrassed or low self-esteem. I don't want you to see who I am, so I'm diverting my eyes. And gestures with hands and arms, purposeful and deliberate. Speech, slow and clear. Tone of voice, low to moderate. We really can convey a lot of information about who we are by our body image. And by our, I'm sorry, by our posture and our body language. And we can give indications of whether we're confident. Do we project confidence? Slouching is a sign of disrespect. It can communicate that you're bored and you have no desire to be where you are. Our brain is hardwired to equate power with the amount of space that stands between people. And so part of that, you know, I talk about boundaries. Some people get up really close. Some people stand far away. It makes a difference. So is your body standing tall and confident? Or do you feel burdened? Maintaining good posture commands respect and promotes engagement in conversation. Good eye contact does the same thing. And the gestures that we use. Maybe I'm stretching the truth. Looking at someone's gestures can do that. It's like spreading your arms, or, you know, oh, you know, I caught that fish and it was showing palms. I have nothing to hide. So if I'm keeping myself hands in my pockets, what am I hiding? What is it that I don't want someone to see? Or my fists down? Or my arms crossed? Amazing to me how many times I'm sitting there in therapy and someone is talking about something difficult. Cross their legs, cross their arms, sometimes even put a pillow that I have on the sofa on their lap, protecting themselves, looking away, having that sense of shame. Turning away from others and not leaning into a conversation can portray that you are disinterested, or maybe you really are uncomfortable. Maybe you're showing that you don't trust the person that's speaking. You might want to show the other person, if you're noticing your own body doing that, you might want to say, you know what, let me open up. And there's times I will say that to a client and will point out, gee, you know, you're sitting there, your legs are crossed, your arms are crossed, you're looking away from me. I'd like you to put your arms down at your side, plant your feet firmly on the ground, take the pillow off your lap. It may be very uncomfortable. But I do find that oftentimes what happens is the person tends to then share more. Rather than have those physical barriers to suggest that they're not open. Even if someone is smiling and seems to be engaged in the conversation, and they're sitting with their arms folded, it may be that they are sending a message that I have to protect myself. Fidgeting can also be something that's giving a signal of you're being anxious or over-energized or self-conscious or distracted. I know in Gestalt therapy, one of the things that we were told is, or taught, is to watch body language, and someone's sitting there and they're sharing something and, oh yeah, it doesn't really bother me at all, but their leg is going. You know, we've seen that where, you know, the leg is going a million miles an hour. One of the things that I was taught is, well, if your leg could say something, what would it be saying right now? You know, or a foot's going up and down, or like it says, twisting hair. And it's amazing how much our bodies do express that our voices don't. And it sometimes can make someone uneasy because they feel as if they've been found out. Exaggerating can be a sign of anxiety. Exaggerating what? Exaggerating nodding. Oh, yeah, I'm not sitting here nodding. Yeah, I really agree with that. I may have some anxiety. I may not actually agree with it, but because I'm exaggerating, my nod, I'm letting you know that this really is not too comfortable about it. I'm not sure that I approve of it. It may be that I'm showing you a sign that I really don't understand, though I'm saying that I do. It's a mixed our body language gives mixed messages sometimes. So it's really important to recognize what some of these things are. How about being a clock watcher? Or being with someone that's always looking at their watch? Or always checking out the clock? It's a clear sign of disrespect and impatience. I'd rather be somewhere else. I'm bored. Chances are the other person recognizes that and feels that you're anxious to leave them and leave the conversation. So I actually have to take another little news break here in just a moment. And I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat and a licensed professional counselor, talking to you about body language.
USA Radio News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Iran nuclear talks have resumed in Switzerland with Secretary of State John Kerry and his British and German counterparts taking part in today's discussions. But the members from China, France, and Russia have left because the deadline has passed.
The two sides appear to be deadlocked. In the most immediate issue, they don't seem to even be able to agree on what they can include and a joint statement that would say that they have made progress and have succeeded in establishing an understanding to move forward to a final agreement.
That was AP correspondent Matt Lee. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the international community must insist on a better deal with Iran over its suspected nuclear program.
The concessions offered to Iran in Lausanne would ensure a bad deal that would endanger Israel, the Middle East, and the peace of the world.
He has been a critic of a deal that would allow Iran to continue enriching uranium. This is USA Radio News.
Musicians, save up to 55% off during Guitar Center Spring Savings Event. Come in and get hands-on with your dream guitar, drum set, keyboard, recording gear, DJ rig, and more. Get deals like an 88-key digital piano for just $149, a Tama Rockstar or Mapex Piccolo snare drum just $49, or a 15-inch powered PA speaker just $129. Save big on the gear you really want. Don't miss the savings this Easter weekend at Guitar Center. In-store and at guitarcenter.com.
Not all barbecues are the same. Not all guitar licks are the same. Not all motor oils are the same either. Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage with Max Life technology actually is different. It's the superior protection of synthetic for cars over 75,000 miles. But don't just believe us. See for yourself at seeadifference.com. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
Hi, I'm Karen Politage of MGX Outdoor. And being a member of the Hunterdon County Chamber affords me the opportunity to meet decision makers that I might not have had an opportunity to meet otherwise.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. Building business, one business at a time.
Hi, I'm Ruth Altamira Roll, and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I'm a licensed professional counselor, and I am talking today about body language. One of the things that we have a strong tendency to do when we're looking at somebody and observing somebody is thinking, I'm not sure if this person is telling the truth or not. Well, here are some signals or signs that may mean a person is being untruthful. It can include maintaining little or no eye contact. There might be actually even rapid eye movement with pupils being constricted, you know, sort of moving back and forth, shifty eyes, as we might say. Hands or fingers are in front of his or her mouth when speaking. Well, what is that? That means I'm kind of blocking. I'm going to block what I'm actually saying because it may not be the truth. It may be that face or body is turned away from you. And oftentimes, people are not aware of these body gestures, but, you know, I'm sitting a little bit on the edge. I'm on the edge of my chair. You might notice that there's an increase in rate of breathing. Maybe a little perspiration on the upper lip. Maybe complexion changes. Gets a little red in the face or neck. And a voice might change. In pitch. Stammer. Clearing the throat. It's important to remember that body language differs from person to person, so this does not necessarily apply to everyone. But it's interesting to know and note that some of these things may apply to some people. And when you're talking to them, especially someone that you know, and they're doing some of these things, you might think, well, something isn't adding up here. It might feel as if they're not being quite truthful. One of the other things, too, that's important is recognizing handshakes. One of the things that I learned to do is give a firm handshake. Now, you don't want to give a handshake that's so tight that you're hurting someone else's hand. That's not appropriate. That's a power gesture. But also, if you give a weak handshake or a limp handshake, it's a signal that you lack authority or that you lack confidence. It's one of the first things we do when we meet someone. We extend our hand. And if the other person is too strong and aggressive, we may be aware that they're trying to dominate, which is a power thing. It's really good to say a good firm handshake. It gives an impression that I know who I am and I want you to know who I am. It's amazing. Just a handshake. A clenched fist could be a sign that you're not open. that you might be argumentative or defensive. There are times I'm in a session with someone and they're talking and they're saying, well, I'm not really angry about dot, dot, dot. And then I'll say, well, you're sitting there with your hands in a fist. What does that mean? You know, I point that out to someone and I didn't even realize that I had my hands in a fist. Could it be that maybe you really are angry? Could it be that you really are defensive? Or could it even be that you feel vulnerable and you have the need to defend yourself? You're protecting yourself by making these fists. It's really important. What if you're with someone who is always fiddling, picking on their clothes, fiddling with a pen, writing, doodling? Well, it doesn't seem that they're very engaged. And it's something for you to notice yourself. If you're in an interview or you're in a group or you're talking with someone or you're on a date and you're sitting there and you're fiddling with your hair and you're picking at your clothes and you're looking at your watch and you're thumping your finger on the table and you look bored, facial expressions. Or you're doodling on the placemat. It's going to appear that you're not engaged or the other person is not engaged with what's going on. One of the things that you can do, if you're noticing that, is you can help bring their focus back by asking a question, a personal question. It's one way to start conversation. How do you feel about dot, dot, dot? Not what you think about, but how do you feel about? If someone is interested in the conversation, that eye contact is really important. I may even be leaning in a little bit because I want to hear more of what you're saying. And my eye contact is strong. I'm engaged. Unfortunately, in the current time that we're living in, a lot of these things are being compromised. I'm not learning body language because I'm too focused on having a relationship with my iPad or my cell phone. And I don't really know how to have that kind of body language engagement with other people. And so it's very important to learn these things. Because it really helps a person communicate more effectively, both by the image that I'm portraying in my body language and by what I'm reading from someone else's body language. The awareness of those signs and signals, which can be more easily understood than you think, can go a long way in a healthy form of communication. For intimate relationships, for job interviews, for friendships, for negotiating, reflecting. And what about those facial expressions? Sometimes someone can be sitting pretty still, but it's the facial expressions that give the key, or that are the key. And I've said this before, the thing that connects us as human beings is not so much what we say, you know, the words we choose, and it may not even be some of the gestures that we use, because some cultures have more gestures than others. You know, we say Italians talk with their hands. But it is more the facial expressions. They tend to be a little bit more universal. Except, I will say, eye contact. There are cultures that making eye contact is considered offensive or disrespectful. In America, eye contact and holding that eye contact for 7 to 10 seconds really means that we're listening and we're taking things in. And it sends a message to the other person to continue speaking. We're paying attention. Rolling your eyes. Boy, is that who hasn't gotten that or who hasn't done that? It is definitely a way to communicate a lack of respect. It might even be a habit. But it is ultimately a voluntary reaction, and we can control it. Oh, there they go again, rolling the eyes. See the hear the disrespect in that? But our facial expressions say a whole lot. When we scowl, there's a strong tendency to see that as being unhappy, or angry, or upset. And scowling may turn people away because they might feel judged. Sometimes scowling might be a way of looking intently at someone. Wow, I'm really interested. And we actually have a scowl, not of disapproval, but of interest on our face. A scowl of concern. Wow, I'm really concerned about that. I'm a little worried about it, what you're sharing with me. That's heavy stuff. So it might come off as a scowl, but not a scowl of disapproval. A scowl of being intently interested. It may not be judgmental at all. By looking at someone's facial expressions, we can tell if they're angry, if they're happy, if they're surprised, if they're afraid. I might not say anything. I may just look at a facial expression. Facial expression is body language. So it's not just what's going on with my foot or my leg or my hand or nodding of my head or my posture. It may be specific to my facial expressions. So I need to take a little break right now, and I will be back after a few more commercials with Counselor's Chat.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Are you tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call AssureShred. AssureShred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call Assure Shred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, licensed professional counselor and your host for today's show. And I am talking about body language. Interestingly enough, there was a research study done at Ohio University that talks about facial expressions, and they have concluded that there is approximately 21 basic facial expressions that we have to talk about or display emotion, communication, greater communication. Very interesting. 21. And that is something that I believe is international. Our face can express happiness and sadness, anger and surprise, disgust, fear, confusion, excitement, contempt. They're universal facial expressions. So it doesn't even matter the language that someone is using. That body language of the facial expression can and does share so much. And what it really is sharing, mostly, our feelings. This is where we learn how to develop that sense of empathy. When we look at someone's face and we identify the feeling. When we look into someone's eyes, we have a great deal of knowledge just by doing that. In terms of what someone is feeling, not necessarily what they're thinking. We can have a conversation just by looking at someone, even a stranger. How many times maybe you're in the grocery line and there's someone in front of you that's, I don't know, carrying on, we'll say, about some price or something, and you look at the person behind you, you have no idea who they are, never seen them before, but you look at each other with sort of this, ay, 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 look. You just kind of know it. It's all over. You don't even say anything. You just kind of look. A little bit of a arc of the eyebrow, nod of the head, ever so slight, rolling of the eyes. It's a conversation. Without a word being spoken. Believe it or not, our pupil size does make a difference, and it does express emotion. So, understanding body language, it's really important. Being aware of your own body language makes a difference. The expressions of a mouth, a smile, a frown, a chewing of the lip, quivering lip, covering a mouth, sides turned down, sides turned up. Facial expressions. Even our nose. Believe it or not. Flaring nostrils. Yeah, turn your nose up at me. Holding our nose. Something smells funny. Pushing alongside our nose. It's not telling the truth. Thumbs up, thumbs down. Okay. V sign for victory. Number one. Number five. Stop. These are all verbal, nonverbal signs that we have that we use. So it's not just eye contact and shaking hands, but we can have a whole conversation. You know, that little finger that says, come here, come over, come on. You know, the little, like a hook, and we kind of goes back and forth. Come on, little more waving of hand, you know. You go to park your car and you're at something and there's a guy that's helping you park. A little closer, a little more, kind of just waving on, stop, or policing, you know, at the corner. Come, go, stop, move, all of that. They're all body language that we've all learned how to read. And the more we recognize our body language, the better able we are to communicate. So it's not just words that we use, it is the body, the movements that we have, being aware of it. Makes a huge difference in the way we can relate to other people. Recognizing some of the body language that you may have, such as a weak handshake, poor eye contact, slouching, frowning, fidgeting, hair twirling. Some of these things you may recognize that you've been doing, and you may make a choice to say, you know what, I think I'm going to work at changing that because I want to show that I am interested in what someone else is saying. I want my communication to be open and honest. So, I hope this was helpful and useful. Body language. There's a lot that you can find online. You can go and do a little Googling on body language and see what you can come up with. See if there's things that you have a tendency to do and that you can identify. And maybe you want to even make some changes in your body language. Before I go, I do want to tell you a little bit about myself. I am a licensed professional counselor. That means I have a license to practice counseling and therapy in the state of New Jersey. I have my master's in counseling. I'm also a nationally certified counselor. I have been in private practice for over 15 years. You can find me on the web at www.alterolcounselor.net or alterolcounselor.com. And it's alterol, two L's, counselor, O-R, .net or .com. You can also, if you would like to contact me, you can contact me at 908-237-2899. That's my office where you can leave a message about this show. If you want to make a comment, that would be great. If you have a suggestion for a topic, like I said, the main reason I do this show, though I would love to gain clients from it, is really to promote good mental health. With that being said, I do deal with a wide range of issues, from depression and anxiety to post-traumatic stress disorder, grief and loss, addiction and addiction recovery, codependency, poor self-esteem, obsessive-compulsive disorder, couples counseling, family counseling, and anger management. With saying anger management, I also want to let those of you that are listening know that I have teamed up with Meena Singh, Meena Singh does a program on Tuesdays called Step Up and Speak Out at 1 o'clock. So she has her own radio show, and she represents the In Awe Foundation, which is a nonprofit coaching and counseling program. And we are going to be starting anger management groups come this upcoming April 7th, where it's going to be the first group. And it's something that is very needed. It's very rare will you find just a group dealing with anger management. Oftentimes it's something that's part of another program. It's a small group. Space is limited. If you are interested, please call me at 908-237-2899, or you can go on the inawefoundation.org to find out more information about it. So if you are interested, if you're struggling with issues of anger, please by all means contact me, 908-237-2899. Space is limited, as I said. And it is a 12-week group where we are combining counseling and coaching to look at the root causes of your anger and give you the tools that you need to move forward. And anger is not a bad emotion. It's actually a healthy emotion. It's what we do with it that makes all the difference in the world. And I'm really excited about offering this, and I hope it's the beginning of many groups where we deal with anger and abuse and addiction. So with that being said, I've pretty much come to the end of my program for today. And again, if you are interested at all in getting some counseling on any of the issues that I had mentioned, please, by all means, give me a call at 908-237-2899. And I don't keep a waiting list, and I would love to hear from you. So with that being said, I will return next Wednesday with Counselor's Chat. And for those of you that do celebrate the holy events of this week, Passover and Easter, I wish you all a happy and blessed holiday. And again, let's take the stigma out of good mental health. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
USA Radio News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Iran nuclear talks have resumed in Switzerland, with Secretary of State John Kerry and his British and German counterparts taking part in today's discussions. But the members from China, France, and Russia have left because the deadline has passed.
The two sides appear to be deadlocked. In the most immediate issue, they don't seem to even be able to agree on what they can include and a joint statement that would say that they have made progress and have succeeded in establishing an understanding to move forward to a final agreement.
That was AP correspondent Matt Lee. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the international community must insist on a better deal with Iran over its suspected nuclear program.
The concessions offered to Iran in Lausanne would ensure a bad deal that would endanger Israel, the Middle East, and the peace of the world.
He has been a critic of a deal that would allow Iran to continue enriching uranium. This is USA Radio News.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Don't miss out on big savings for a memorable Easter feast. Pick up a flavorful boneless carving ham for just $3.28 per pound or less. Plus, add a side of delicious green beans with oranges and herb butter for just $3.98.